putting up a tough fight. I'm Chris DeMeo, Fox News. Thousands of Ukrainians are building bombs and making Molotov cocktails, hoping to put a dent in the Russian attacks. Russian forces relentless, not letting up, but...
Now, a glimmer of hope. Peace talks today, or at least ceasefire talks scheduled to be on the border of Belarus and Ukraine. The leaders aren't going. Delegations are. It's not clear what's going to come out of those talks. At the same time, though, a major escalation. Russian President Vladimir Putin saying he's putting his nuclear forces on high alert.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kyiv. A senior U.S. intelligence official says Belarus is expected to send troops into Ukraine as soon as Monday to fight alongside Russian forces. Meantime, the U.S. and NATO allies continue sending support to Ukraine's military.
In terms of weaponry that the U.S. is planning to provide to Ukraine, we know that $350 million of military aid will be going to the Ukrainian people. That will include those Javelin anti-tank missiles. There will be Stinger missiles that can bring down aircraft, helicopters, as well as ammunition. All of those weapons would have to come overland. We've heard from European nations who are now donating weaponry. Very significant that the Germans have decided to really do something they haven't done since World War II to show how serious the situation is.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. Former President Trump remains a very influential person in the Republican Party. Attendees finding that out this weekend at the Conservative Political Action Conference. A straw poll giving the former president the early lead for 2024.
It wasn't even close. Trump getting 59% of the vote. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, 28%.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith. Gas prices up a dime over the past 2 weeks. The nationwide average now $3.64 a gallon. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Come. Was there any way to avoid the conflict in Ukraine? Well, one U.S. senator says yes, with NATO being involved.
Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman says allowing Ukraine to join the NATO alliance may have stopped a war.
Unprecedented since World War II to have one country invade another country's borders. And if NATO were there, I don't think he'd be doing it.
Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner says he's open to expanding NATO, but in the end...
That actually has to be done in concert with all 30 NATO nations.
Both men on NBC's Meet the Press. Some speculate Ukraine not seeking NATO membership could be a condition in talks to stop the Russian advance. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
President Biden has nominated Ketanji Brown Jackson as his pick to sit on the Supreme Court. She would replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. One Democrat is happy about the pick.
I want to see us break as much new ground as possible. But having said that, we all have our personal preferences. We all have our regional biases. But in the final analysis, I think this was a good choice.
House Majority Whip James Clyburn on CBS's Face the Nation. The Best in Television and Film honored Sunday night for the annual Screen Actors Guild Awards. Troy Kotsur taking home Best Male Supporting Actor for his role in Coda. Ariana DeBose won Best Female Supporting Actress for West Side Story. North Korea says it's tested cameras to be installed on a spy satellite. Monday's announcement comes a day after North Korea's neighbors detected a ballistic missile launch. A bill increasing the penalties for bothering or feeding an alligator in South Carolina has been okayed by the State House and now heads to the Senate. The bill sets a $500 to $1,000 fine who feed, entice, or molest an alligator. The current fines are $100 or $150. I'm Chris DeMeo. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.